Jewelry, helicopters, and pricey wines are all up for grabs in today's GeoQuiz. The luxury goods are being auctioned off today in the city that we want you to name. The auction features some of what Mexico's police force has seized from drug traffickers over the years. Call it narco bling or simply the ill-gotten spoils of a brutal drug trade. The stuff is expected to fetch 80 million pesos, or more than $6 million. That still represents just a fraction of the $40 billion that Mexican drug cartels are estimated to earn from drug smuggling. The auction wraps up today in the biggest city in the Americas. It's a megacity known for, among other things, a downtown landmark called El Ángel, or the Angel of Independence. More about the auction and the answer in just a bit. The Mexican government's war against the drug cartels carries a heavy price in lives, but also in terms of money needed to carry it out. Today, the government is at least making some of that money back by auctioning millions of dollars worth of stuff seized from the traffickers. The world's David LaValle has the details.
This auction was open to the public, but mostly attracted heavy hitters loaded with cash. Sold. That was one expensive watch. There are hundreds more to choose from, many encrusted with jewels. Today's auction was held at a hotel in downtown Mexico City, the answer to our GeoQuiz. The most expensive of this narco bling includes a watch valued at $300,000 and a diamond and gold ring priced at around $100,000. Authorities say most of the items were seized from drug traffickers. There are also gold-plated handguns, cases of wine, cars, motorcycles, helicopters, and three executive jets. Not much in the way of boats. You have to wonder who's buying these luxury goods and whether there are drug dealers among the bidders trying to launder their extra cash. BBC reporter Julian Migliorini says organizers are taking precautions.
There's lots of security at the place where the auction is taking place, and that has been a concern that has been mentioned in the run-up to this auction, whether how would they know that it wasn't other cartel members who were trying to get hold of these objects. Obviously, it's hard to know, and the auction is still going on. We don't know yet the details of the buyers. We hear it's mostly intermediaries, jewelers, or people who, in the case of the vehicles, want to resell them after buying them.
Authorities hope the seized property auction will raise $6.5 million. They say the profits will be used to train new federal agents and judges, as well as to pay for drug addiction treatment programs. The revenue is considered a short-term windfall in Mexico's brutal drug war that has claimed tens of thousands of victims. For The World, I'm David LaValle.